أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليسوا سواء من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين وما يفعلوا من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله we discuss verses 113, 114 and 115 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the abasement, the disgrace that the Bani Israel would go through, and the history of it showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put them through disgrace with two exceptions, illa bihablim min Allah wa hablim min al-nas, a bond from Allah ta'ala and a bond from mankind, and that is how they live. Otherwise, without the assistance of mankind, it is a life of absolute disgrace and absolute poverty. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies one other important issue, and that is that all of them were not the same. Hence Allah ta'ala says, Laysu sawa'a, they are all not alike. There were those that had seen the light and they had embraced this beautiful deen of Islam. They had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had brought iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had brought iman in the Quran Sharif, and they remained firm on Islam. And one famous example that has always been given by our ulama-i kiram was Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that on seeing the Mubarak face of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just seeing the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even hearing a single utterance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had known that this was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then he heard the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought iman and he remained firm. And like that, there were a group amongst them that had seen Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seen his features, seen his akhlaq, and they brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then obviously they brought iman in this Quran Sharif, and they rejuvenated the iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of their qualities. Allah says, min ahlil kitabi, and from the ahli kitab, ummatun qa'imatun, there was a group that remained steadfast. There was a group that remained staunch. And when they remain steadfast and they remain staunch, يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they made tilawat, they recited the verses of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, they recited the Quran Sharif. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that they were different from the others. The others, they own revelations, the revelations that came to them, they recited them, but not with vigor, not with enthusiasm. They recited them with a degree of negativity, in that they were not prepared to accept, they rejected, they changed. But these were those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that recited these verses of Allah ta'ala with a great deal of enthusiasm, ana al-layl, during the hours of the night, that they recited this Quran, they sacrificed their sleep, they sacrificed their leisure, in the darknesses of night they recited, wahum yasjudun, and they made sajda, indicating that the tilawat of the Quran Sharif was recited in the salah. Most of the commentators have suggested that this would have been either in the tahajjud salat, that they made lengthy tahajjud salat, and they made lengthy sajdas. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes that the closest a servant can be to Allah Ta'ala is when that servant is in sajda, obviously the sajda of the salat. And now they gain such close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the mainstream Ahli Kitab, that they detested performance of Salat, and when they would do it, they would do it in a way that they were lax, they were lazy, there was apathy from their side. But here, this was the total opposite. The next is يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ought to be believed in. All the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst they believed in the oneness of the zat of Allah, they believed in the oneness of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Allah ta'ala had to be believed in, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawmil akhir, and they believed in the day of qiyamah, the last day, as the day of qiyamah was supposed to have been believed in. Otherwise they would say, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا إِيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. They would say that the fire of Jahannam would touch us for a few days. And that was the general belief of the Ahli Kitab, of the rabbis and the rest of the Yahud and the Nasara. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that they had brought a proper iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah. It was not only about themselves that they were satisfied with their own deen, they were satisfied with their own iman, but then Allah says, وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Then they were concerned about others also, so they commanded the good and they forbid the wrong. In other words, they had fulfilled that quality which had made them now part of khayra ummah, made them now part of the best of the ummah and the best of mankind, and bringing them part of the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. And they hastened in good works, they hastened in good deeds. Unlike the general Ahli Kitab, they were very apathetic. Even in the time of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, a great deal of laxity. A Nabi would say to them that here is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Even Anbiya, Rasuls like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam would deliver the message of Allah, transmit the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that here is the rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They would question, they were never enthusiastic, and here it shows that yusari'una fil khairat, and for us also is a great lesson that they were enthusiastic to fulfill the hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of their love for Allah Rabbul Izzat, their bond and their affinity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And they are from the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not as we had discussed at the beginning of these verses, that they were threatened by others, that they had brought iman in Islam, so they were no good, and hence they would be people that will be banished, and they will be people that will be not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that they are from the salihin, they are from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا. And whatever they do from the good, it will be not unappreciated by Allah Ta'ala. It will not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be appreciated. Rather, in the ayat of the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ, that مَرَّتَيْن, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will double the reward. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reward will be doubled because they had brought iman in a previous Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. They remained steadfast on the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala previously, and now they continued, and now they rejuvenated and refreshened the iman. So there is no question of unacceptability by Allah Rabbul Izzat, acceptability, and then the doubling of the reward from Allah. Wallahu alimun bil muttaqin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well the muttaqin, the pious, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that is known by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some of the commentators have expressed a very important aspect here, is sometimes a person changes one's life and a person then traverses towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and sometimes there are doubts in a person whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, and that should be warded away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our deeds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the intention with which we carry out our deeds. All of it is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is gratifying to us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. We should not be looking for any kind of gratitude by mankind. We should not be looking for any kind of congratulations by people, that people should acknowledge us. It is all with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is probably why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this discourse with Wallahu alimun bil muttaqeen. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has the full knowledge of those who have the quality of taqwa. So our relationship should be developed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should leave everything to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.